Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Kelly Flores, the School Outreach Coordinator for the Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts. And welcome, Kelly.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here today on Lanyap. And you guys at the Strauss Youth Academy, or SYAA,
yes, sir,
are staying busy. Always something new coming up. And you got a great one for a spooky October.
We do. We are staging Agatha Christie's And Then They Were None. It's a murder mystery involving 10 strangers who are suspiciously lured to an island under different circumstances. Once they get there, they think that they're there for a weekend holiday, but they notice a very macabre nursery rhyme on the wall that talks about the 10 little soldier boys who drop dead one by one. One little soldier boy went out to dine. He choked his little self, and then there were nine. They find it amusing until the guests at the holiday start actually dying in according to the rhyme.
Nursery rhymes are spooky.
They are.
They can be spooky. So this is, you've got this cast that's all kids.
I do. And they're really, it's really amazing. I have a 13-year-old playing a 65-year-old woman and two 13-year-olds actually. And both of them are just amazing. And the way that they're pulling it off and the way that they're developing their characters and the way their physicality and their facial expressions are, you know, both young women are really pulling this off in an amazing way.
Now, this play is coming up this weekend?
Yes. It starts Saturday at 7 p.m., and then we have a matinee Sunday at 3 p.m. And then next weekend, on the 4th of November, we'll have a 2 p.m. matinee, and then on the 5th of November, we'll have a 3 p.m. matinee.
So four chances to see it this Saturday and Sunday and next Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, sir.
The play is by Agatha Christie. I'll just note the folks in the other side of your parking lot there are doing Agatha Christie right now as well. October must be the right time for this.
Well, it's a very exciting for Agatha Christie fans right now, because not only is there And Then There Were None at our theater in the Mousetrap, The Murder on the Orient Express is coming out in theaters as well. So it really is an excellent opportunity to explore and, you know, find out about, you know, this great novelist, one of the great novelists of all time in Agatha Christie. And actually, And Then There Were None is her most popular selling book that she had. And it's been on the bestsellers list since it was written. I think it's number 7 on the bestsellers list even today. So it's a very exciting time for Agatha Christie fans.
You know, I was just thinking about all the horror movies. And you get lured to a lake, and you go to camp, and then everybody at summer camp starts dying off one by one. And that's, you know, we're many years past Agatha Christie, but that sort of seems like the basis for all the modern horror movies.
She's had such an impact on our culture that really, you really can't look at a modern-day mystery or even a modern-day horror film and not link it back to Agatha Christie in some way. She's just had a phenomenal impact.
You told me something earlier, and we need to point out, some people get killed in this thing. A lot of people get killed in this thing.
Yes, they do.
So the little kids, maybe this isn't the play for them.
No, I would say it's not really for little kids. I think older kids, you know, my daughter is 10 years old, and she's seen the play, and she has a, you know, an understanding of these are just actors on a stage and none of it's real. But, you know, you really have to know your child and know, you know, what is appropriate. The other thing that's so exciting, though, is just seeing the acting of these young people and teenagers, and seeing the level of acting that they're able to accomplish. And, you know, this is what we're trying to do at Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts. We're trying to build performers and actors and really help their stage presence and help them, you know, become all they can be on the stage. So it's so exciting for me to just see these young people just blossom in this play. And I think it would be very exciting for other teenagers and for adults, or if adults are looking for a fun date night. This is a perfect opportunity for having a good night at the theater and just being amazed at what these young people are able to accomplish.
Now, I've done some directing myself, so I'm going to ask,
yes,
from this end, how difficult is it to work with children?
I don't find it difficult at all. They are just so open to the process. They're open to the, you know, we talked a lot about psychology in this play. It's like, why would this character do that? Why would this character say that? I had them write their backstories for all their characters, and they just ate it all up. They really, really just really got into the process, and it was just wonderful to see where we started from the beginning and to see where they are now. So I think they're wonderful. I think they're wonderful and amazing, and I want everyone in the area to come see them.
Now, when did you said it's a long process here. How long did this start? How long do you work with a group to get them ready to go out on stage and open this weekend?
We've been rehearsing for about a month now.
And how many times a week?
It's about 5 times a week.
Wow. So a tough schedule, and then the kids have to load up and go to school the next day.
It is. It does. And we also have our school shows coming up Thursday and then next Tuesday and Thursday. So they even do 2 shows during the day, during our school day performances, on top of the public performances.
So, Kelly, the play features lots of local actors. Tell me about some of the folks in the play.
Well, we do have a couple of great seniors. Grace Cummings is a senior at West Ouachita High School, and she's probably been in 25 to 30 productions. So it's very, you know, it's amazing to be working with her, that she has so much experience and just so dedicated to the process. We also have a young man named Carrick Innebrett. And he is a senior at Neville High School, and he's done a phenomenal job as the judge. We also have Katie Cole, who goes to West Monroe High School. She is double cast with Carrick as the judge. That's the other really, really interesting thing is one of the judges is played by a young man and one by a young woman. And to see the two different interpretations of the same character has just been so phenomenal.
It's Kelly Flores, School Outreach Coordinator at the Strauss Youth Academy. Kelly, again, if somebody out there wants to find out more information about the times and more about the play, where can they go?
Yes, I would encourage them to please visit our website at syaaonline.com, and they can click the box office to purchase tickets. If they would like to call, the phone number is 318-812-SYAA.
All right, that is Kelly Flores, School Outreach Coordinator of the Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts. They're doing Agatha Christie, and Then There Were None, and the show opens for the public Saturday at 7 p.m., Sunday matinee at 3, and then again the next weekend. You can visit syaaonline.com to find out more.